Several flood warnings are in effect for northeast Arkansas. Rivers that are already full could start to spill over and cause some minor flooding this weekend due to the rains in the state. One area near Jonesboro that's being watched is the right-hand Chute Little River, which is a tributary of the Mississippi River.
A lot of times these small tributary rivers can really shoot up. And this particular forecast point of the right-hand Chute River should go into flood stage, it looks like probably overnight Saturday into Sunday.
That's Chris Duke, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Memphis. Duke says the flood stage is 11 feet and it could reach just above that. Duke says when heavy rains pound the state, it can set the stage for flash floods.
A lot of times when you see a major rain event like this, the Mississippi River, the main stem river, is very slow to rise. And a lot of times what will happen is that river, the main stem Mississippi River, will kind of back up a little bit into, you know, all that rock water has to go somewhere. And it's kind of like electricity is the path of least resistance. So it goes back up these tributaries, and those smaller tributaries really shoot up really quick. And like I said, when the rain stops and the source for the flooding stops, those rivers can go right back down just as quick.
Other flood warnings have also been issued for the White River at Augusta and the Black River at Black Rock. Hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Little Rock, Tabitha Clark, says those rivers are also expected to go above flood stage this weekend, but fall on Monday. Clark tells why rain in the winter months can cause problems for the rivers.
Well, sometimes we have issues of flashier during the wintertime when all the vegetation's dormant. We tend to see some quicker rises on the rivers. Some of our areas that we issued the warnings for tend to be a little bit flashier anyways, along the Black River. And also the Cache River was already high anyway from the rain over the weekend.
Now, no one is expecting major flooding, only minor flooding predicted. And I asked Clark who will be most affected by the floods.
Normally I would say the farmers, but I guess this time of year we do have some hunting areas that sometimes have to get closed because of the flooding, and some of the roads get flooded. So probably this time of year more of that group of people.
Now, Clark says this winter has been wet, but not overly active.
We really haven't had that many flood warnings. Just some of the areas that tend to get into the minor category every now and then, usually a couple times during the winter.
When this happens, what are some of the big concerns?
We have a couple of county roads that the water gets high on, and so some of those roads have to be closed, or there has to be people that get rerouted. Those are the major concerns, but most of these areas are familiar with that routine.
Well, one such person is Steve Jones. He's coordinator with the Office of Emergency Management in Lawrence County. When heavy rains come to the area, the Black River is not the only waterway he keeps his eye on.
Spring River runs into Black River right north of Black Rock, and it starts up at Mammoth Springs, and then it has several rivers that runs into it through Fulton and Sharp County before it gets here. And Spring River will have a very quick rise, and then it'll go down again. And then it is not going to have a major impact on anything until it gets up around 20, 21 feet. And then it'll start to get into some farmland and stuff like that. I think flood stage is 18 feet, but it's not going to have any impact until Spring River has to get to about 26 feet, 27 feet before it gets over the road at Imboden or Raven Den. And it has to get up to around 30 to 31 feet before it can even close to come getting into any houses.
Now, although the forecasts are looking good so far, Jones closely watches the river stages and says right now predictions are for the river to go just a foot above the flood stage this weekend.
Yeah, right now they're predicting 15.5, and that's what they call moderate flooding, but the real flood stage is about 18 feet, and it's not going to affect anything. If it gets up around 18 feet, Strawberry River down on the other side of the county, down around Jessup and below Smithville, will get across Highway 117 down there. We kind of get a gauge here. Spring River gets 18 or 20 feet. That river down there, Strawberry River, because it comes from the same drainage area, is going to probably cross the highway down there somewhere, what we call Jessup Lane, for a day or so.
Now, Jones says a few of the roads closest to the rivers may go underwater, but only for a short time. Jones expects very few people will be impacted by this round of rain. Woodruff County Sheriff Bruce Golden agrees. Golden says the White River and the Cache River are low at this time. He does not expect any problems in Augusta or other areas. But Jones says while things are not bad now, what concerns him is the possibility that heavy rains and other factors could lead to flooding this spring.
Everything's full, and we've had a rainy fall. And I anticipate before spring, because it's going to depend on how much snowfall they have up north and what happens in Missouri and what happens west of us and a lot of things. I anticipate that. I don't know that we'll have anything like last year, but I think we'll have a bigger event than today. And, of course, that's a guess, and based on being around Spring River and for about 50, 60 years and seeing it go up and down and living through the 1982 flood, which was a gigantic flood. But I don't know. We got a better handle on it now because the Weather Service does an excellent job, and the hydrologists, when they get their predictions and they send it out to us and they call us and send us the bulletins, they're pretty close to it.
Something that Jones says is important information to have when the rivers start to rise.